From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. tries its hand at reducing violence in Israel. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Thursday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the surge of violence in Israel. They met in Germany. Netanyahu made his case on his assessment of who is to blame.
There's no question that this wave of attacks is driven directly by incitement. Incitement from Hamas, incitement from the Islamist movement in Israel, and incitement, I'm sorry to say, from President Abbas, the Palestinian Authority.
Following the meeting, the U.S. Secretary of State expressed some optimism.
If parties want to try, and I believe they do, want to move to a de-escalation, I think there are a set of choices that are available.
The talks got underway in Berlin as the violence continued in Israel. Israeli police shot two Palestinians allegedly involved in the stabbing attack of a Jewish man. Thursday's attack is the latest incident in the ongoing violence that has killed at least 50 Palestinians and 8 Israelis. Kerry plans to talk with Palestinian President Abbas at the end of the week. A consulting and analysis firm says attacks by the Islamic State group have jumped by more than 40% per day in the third quarter compared to the previous 3 months. The study released Thursday by IHS Jane's Terrorism and Insurgency Center says that from July through the end of September of 2015, the Islamic State group claimed a total of 1,086 attacks worldwide, a 42% increase in the average daily number. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is now answering questions before the Republican-led Special House Committee investigating the deadly 2012 attacks on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. VOA's national correspondent Jim Malone filed this report.
Republicans are expected to grill former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton about the terror attacks that took 4 American lives, including U.S. Ambassador to Libya, Chris Stevens. But Clinton has seized on Republican comments the Benghazi committee is targeting her politically.
Everybody thought Hillary Clinton was unbeatable, right? But we put together a Benghazi special committee. What are her numbers today?
Clinton went on the attack during the recent Democratic presidential debate.
This committee is basically an arm of the Republican National Committee.
Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
A masked man wielding knife-like weapons walked from classroom to stab students as they opened the door, killing a teacher and a boy and wounding 2 others at a school in western Sweden before being shot dead by police. Local media showed what it said was a picture of the assailant carrying a sword and dressed in a black trench coat and helmet, posing for pictures with students before the attack. A Halloween, one witness student told a local television station, "We thought it was a joke, a Halloween prank or something, but it wasn't." The suspect in his early 20s died later of his injuries at a hospital. He had no criminal record, and the motive for the attack was not known. A U.S. defense official says one American serviceman was killed when U.S. forces took part in a rescue operation to free scores of Kurds held hostage in northern Iraq by Islamic State militants. Iraqi officials quoted by the New York Times said the operation involved American helicopters, Kurdish and American special operations forces, and airstrikes. Separate accounts from the Pentagon say 70 Kurdish hostages were freed during the mission near a city west of Kirkuk. 6 people are under arrest in Mexico for allegedly planning the prison escape of drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Mexico's attorney general says Guzman's brother-in-law is among those suspected of planning and carrying out his July escape through a tunnel underneath his jail cell. Authorities have intensified their search for Guzman in remote areas of Mexico in recent days, but so far he remains free. Nearly 2 dozen prison officials and staffers have been arrested in connection with Guzman's escape. The president of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, has been awarded China's alternative to the Nobel Peace Prize for what the prize committee called his inspired national leadership and service to Pan-Africanism. I'm Ira Melbourne in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.